Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode, episode 358 of this year, marks Wednesday, the 23rd of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, happy birthday to Richard Arkwright, who was born in 1732 on this day, an English businessman and inventor who created the water frame and spinning frame to help spin thread by water power, thereby rendering women almost entirely redundant. Your guest today on the podcast is recently rediscovered royal and disgraced ex-secretary, John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. You've caught me just in the middle of knighting some people. I've just done 12 and I've got about 62 left to do today. They don't know. It's a prize knighting. It's this new thing we're doing. It's great. I just like jump up out of on the street with a sword and say, yeah, I name you, sir, something of what's it, and it's great. They love it. They get a bit scared to begin with, but it's a kind of PR thing for the royal family.
I think that's very beautiful. Is it daytime knighting or?
We can do nighttime knighting. We can do daytime knighting. I like to spread it out. I will say they're more scared at night, and I like that a little bit more. I feel like they've earned that. They've earned that knight or damehood. We do some damings.
Daming with faint praise. Today we'll be bringing you all the latest in royal news as our top story. But first, a few headlines that we won't have time for. And with the world in chaos, of course, with the sleepers awakening all around the world, we've decided to turn to some lighter news for our headline section. And in our headline section, a last post-Christmas gift guide for the family who's trying to navigate these trying times by using COVID as an excuse to avoid the pressurised environs of the annual semi-compulsory love-based resentment gauntlet, while also pretending to wish they were spending time together with their family who they avoid most of the rest of the year, including a gift card for online shopping, a roll of passive-aggressive nose mask tape for your uncle who can't seem to keep his from sliding down his face into a dick nose or chin sling position, and a primer on the Dunning-Kruger effect for the most conspiracy-minded aunt. Let me tell you, the more you think you know about the Dunning-Kruger effect, the less you know about the Dunning-Kruger effect. That is an impeccable joke. And in response to a number of declarations that there is a war on Christmas, a statement out of the North Pole, using diplomatic language to draw attention to Santa's state-of-the-art surveillance and transport systems, and stating less diplomatically that, quote, when the war on Christmas truly arrives, we'll be ready. War on Christmas, it'll be over by Christmas, end quote. Threatening words there from the man in the big red suit. Guard your chimneys, children. John Luke, do you know if the palace has anything in place in case of a hostile Santa situation?
We've got chimney plugs. You can only prepare for so many things. We put some money into chimney plugs, then rubber, you put them in the chimney. Hopefully that'll be enough. I will say If he's really determined, he will be able to pull those plugs out. So, you know, you can't plan for everything.
Well, yes, and of course nobody welcomes a cross Kringle.
That's absolutely true.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. This holiday season, coming to you, Casper Returns. The gritty reboot of Casper the Friendly Ghost. Things just got friendlier. He's back and he's all grown up. Casper, the tragic ghost of a dead child but in a fun way, has to juggle the model world and his growing family. Yes, Casper had a moment of passionate ectoplasm with a grown-up Christina Ricci, and now he's the teenage ghost dad with custody of his own teenage children.
Can ghosts grow up?
Shut up or I'll tell you how Casper died. It's full of action. Whoa, I'm alive. Hi, alive, I'm your dead dad. Adventure. Oh God, there are thousands of snakes and they look hungry. Hi, hungry, I'm this guy's dead dad. And romance. Oh, Sandra, the moonlight looks so beautiful on your hair. Oh, Gary, did you bring protection? Hi, Sandra, I'm this guy's dead dad. Yeah, that'll work. Casper's Family Christmas. Seeing is believing.
I mean, I would watch it. I would watch it.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Are you struggling with how vaguely pornographic some Christmas songs can be? If you're horny while caroling, adjust your core temperature with half a glass of water, or as Santa calls it, drowning the elf. Don't ask why he calls it that, he just does.
Is that why carolers hold the candles to disguise their... tumescence.
Is that a candle in your pocket or are you just singing a horny carol?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, royal news. You are our royal in the room right now, John Luke Roberts. What's happening in the world of the royals?
Well, so I'm, as you know, I've been a long-time hobbyist in the realm of Arthur, King Arthur studies. So I'm a historic, so very exciting news that as these sleeping kings around the world have started waking up, that King Arthur has a riven. I'm going to stick with a riven. I said
awoken?
A riven. I'm going with a riven. No, a riven. It's the Arthurian for arisen. He has a riven from his hill-based slumber. He's been sleeping in a hill for a while. I'm very excited about this. Like, there's so many things I wanted to ask him. I have this theory that the Round Table, you know, his Knights of the Round Table, that wasn't actually a... there's this idea that, it's this great kind of lack of hierarchy that they were all on an even keel. But I have this theory that actually King Arthur sat on a lazy Susan in the middle and then would turn around to speak to the various knights about things. So that, you know, he'd very much in a raised position. Although, of course, I bet they had some fun, the knights, by spinning the lazy Susan round when he was like telling one of them off and they thought, well, I'll come on and get you away from Lancelot. So he's come back. We haven't seen him for a while. He did briefly crop up in the 1990s. There was a MTV, one of their Cribs episode, they showed us round his hill, but he was sleeping through that. He's come back. The legend, as you know, is he would come back in our hour of greatest need. We've had a lot of those, and he hasn't come back, so, you know, questions to be asked there. Look, the weird thing is, he's come out. It was a big, you know, a lot of journalists around.
So just to back up, in our Hour of Greatest Need, our Hour of Greatest Need is sort of an interesting one. It's a lot like the best thing since sliced bread, and how there's always a new best thing since sliced bread, but it can't actually
sliced
be.
Sliced bread.
It can't, like,
sliced bread.
You immediately realise that the thing that was the best thing since sliced bread can't have been the best thing since sliced bread, because the next best thing than sliced bread that comes along refers to sliced bread and not to the other thing.
Yes. Yeah, sliced bread.
Yes.
I've got it coming out next year. It's like sliced bread, but more. Like, no, just no, it's still slices, but they're just sliced up. More, they're thinner slices. It's got to be better because it's more. I shouldn't really announce it. We're making an announcement in January.
Carry on.
No, that's the problem. Why Hour of Greatest Need? That, you know, well, oh God, this does seem like you know, I guess the various wars we've been involved in, the Second World War. You think, well, is this not the Hour of Greatest Need? Where is he? Where's he got to?
Also, the Hour of Greatest Need implies a knowledge of the future, and which implies that sort of time is finite and that there is a lack of free will.
Well, or that there's some kind of, it might not be finite, it might just be non-linear, so that there could still be free will involved. Maybe he's tampering behind the scenes to make our Hour of Greatest Need not our Hour of Greatest Need by just, you know, going back to, I don't know, 1762 and then treading on an ant or something, which for some knock-on reason means that the giant space goblin didn't arrive in 1998. I don't know.
Is it true then when people ask this time-travelling King Arthur why he hadn't killed Hitler, baby Hitler, he said, "I killed baby Shitler. You should have seen what that future turned out like."
Yeah, it's not true. That is an urban legend, and I'll tell you why it's not true. He, and this has been very embarrassing, so he came out to do the press conference. He has been... Something's gone wrong with his head. Something's gone wrong with his brain. He has been alone in a mountain, sleeping all that time. But as we know, humans can't hibernate. So he's been waking too, and then just surrounded by earth. So he speaks in a kind of cloddy soil voice. He came out and said, "King Arthur, King Arthur," a word for the BBC. And King Arthur went... And that's basically... That sums up most of what he's been saying since he was on Graham Norton. He did exactly the same thing. The problem is, he's still King Arthur, like, so you've got to give him some respect. The Queen's very worried, obviously. She's panicking like anything. She's running around pulling every sword out of every stone she can find just to try and get some credibility. She's been asking ladies to go into lakes and pass her swords out for a photo opportunity, but not providing the scuba gear. So they say, "I'm not doing that. That seems too much of a risk."
It's terrible. So, what do you do if you're the reigning monarch and King Arthur comes along?
And King Arthur comes back.
You know,
yep.
So fancy.
Job share. And the other problem is, like, King Arthur, he's used to having actual power, not just ceremonial power. So it's not like he just, you know, there can't be two figureheads. Because he's going, well, actually, I get to make the decisions here. I get to say, go and kill that dragon, or, oh, there's a big green monster, let's have a go.
Or, you know, stop f***ing my wife, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, although he, as an Arthur historian, he didn't actually say that. He said, "Well, I can see how this arrangement could work. I don't see why anyone has to be unhappy."
Early polyamory, very nice.
Early, well, or late polyamory, depending on on how you look at things. Mid period. So yeah, Arthur's back, and his brain's gone wrong. That's the news. But we're still. He's awful on the chat shows, but. You know, he's not as bad as Tom Hiddleston.
The real king of Nate Night.
There was this really embarrassing bit when he was on Graham Norton, and Robert De Niro was on it too. And Graham Norton said, I can't do a Graham Norton impression, but he said, you do a little Robert De Niro impression, don't you? And that was Michael McIntyre, really. And King Arthur went, Robert De Niro, like, made this face of, oh God, this is going to be embarrassing. And then King Arthur did his Robert De Niro impression, and it was just awful. But everyone pretended it was good.
Now, are you sure, just to clarify here, you know, when you're making fun of King Arthur's speech patterns, are you sure that he's not just speaking middle or old English, and that you are being inadvertently racist against your own native language?
I can give you an example. If you had a sentence such as, "It's April," And I really like all the birds and the way that they're tweeting. In Old English, that would be, it is April, and the borders of the ski, oh, they tweet us so full well God. But King Arthur trying to say that sentence would say, which is subtly different, subtly different to the trained ear.
Well, to me, it just sounds like he's got a throat full of dirt. Maybe that's just a thing that time will clear up. And maybe he could drink half a glass of water.
He'll need more than half a glass. He'll need, or no, maybe half a big glass of water.
And that's your top story. That's all the time we have for your top story today. And we do not have time for letters to the editor. It's been such a full news day, and we're all hanging on to the edges of our seat to see who will take the big seat, the throne. But that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and with 8 days to go until the end of the year, do share us with your friends and social media connections. You've got nothing left to lose. Also, buy a t-shirt. We have half a glass of water t-shirts available on the buglepodcast.com website on the merch page. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have. I'm releasing a record, a comedy record called It Is Better with Monkey Barrel Records. And if you want to pre-order one of those, go to my Twitter, which is at @JLukeRoberts. And I think it's the pinned tweet there. It's very good. I like it. It's got
it's
music
very good.
On now.
I like it too. I have listened to it and I enjoyed it very much. Thank you for coming on today and all the previous days that you have come on this year. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, or to join me at my weekly salons, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, his hench thug, his edit suite factotum is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Pet Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.